Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
It's Super Saturday in the 2026 Guinness Six Nations, and the championship race is down to the wire. Ireland's campaign has swung from challenge to opportunity, with a win against the Scots needed to give us that glimmer of hope to clinch the title. Delighted to be joined now to talk at all about this. Former international hooker Shane Byrne joins me on the line. How are you, Shane?
I'm very good, and yourself?
Now, how are you feeling today about this big day of Irish rugby? Give me your high-level thoughts to start off with.
Well, listen, as the sunshine has finally come out and there is a bit of decent weather, I'm expecting a cracking game, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think he's picked a very strong side. Obviously, James Ryan would be a little bit of a loss, but I think the Irish team will come out and perform, and the dominance that they've had over Scotland for the last decade plus will continue.
Okay, so you're reasonably optimistic.
Yes.
The Scots have their own injury worries, have they not? So some of the big bruisers in the second row and that not starting through injury.
Both second rows.
Yeah.
Yeah, both second rows out, which is, listen, every time that they've come over, if you remember the last time they were in Dublin, I think there was a clash of heads and Finn Russell and one other went off very early. They've been very unlucky with injuries, and it seemed to have continued into this after their amazing win last week. Both second rows out, and it's the kind of thing that they must be thinking, is it the same old going on? Williamson and Gilchrist is back in. Like, they're well-experienced players, but they're not exactly who they would have wanted there, because one of the main reasons that they haven't been able to get a hang of Ireland in recent times is the physicality. Ireland's pack are able to just, when it's just grinding things out, Ireland are able to just do that a little bit better, you know, for the last while.
Yeah.
And so losing those two bruisers will certainly be something that they'll be bemoaning.
And an awful lot probably at stake on how Finn Russell will actually play. But if he has a good or a bad day, pretty much.
Yeah. Everything about Scotland revolves around Finn Russell. He's an absolutely amazing player. All the cliches, mercurial, etc., etc. He's a brilliant player. But when certainly, if Scotland can give him front football, them going forward, he's an absolute maestro. He's fantastic. And that's the one thing that Ireland will be trying to stifle as much as they possibly can, is simply just making sure that he doesn't have the time to do the things that he wants to do. And we've seen, like, you could argue that Scotland's backline have probably been one of the most effective backlines in the Six Nations so far, and it's all because of Finn Russell. So that's one of the main targets for Ireland, is just to make sure that he doesn't have it all his own way, because, as you say, when he's going well, Scotland go well.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the line out, the scrum? Are we well prepped there?
Yeah, well, look, we obviously know the line-out should be fine. There shouldn't be any issues. I would expect both teams kind of to get parity against each other there. The scrum, as we know, has been an issue. We've come against, look, the Italian scrum was probably the low light, but the Italian scrum is one of the strongest scrums out there. They did a job on South Africa when they played them in November as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's one thing that's going to be very much concentrated on from a Scotland point of view. They will go out to have a go at that. Scoman and Ferguson there in and the one thing that there's a little question mark over, we know he's, Dan Sheen is one of the best players out there, bar none, but his scrummaging, there's just that little bit of a question mark over his scrummaging. He's a very tall man. He sits a bit high in the scrum, and they just want to see that.
Spoken like a former Irish hooker, absolutely.
Yeah, correct.
Well,
and a little
done,
bit shorter than he is. Thank you.
Well, listen, thanks for joining us. Finally, just quickly, can you give us your prediction of the match today? The score, maybe?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking it'll continue, that Ireland's dominance over Scotland will continue, and we will have a plus 7 point win.
All right. Shane, as always, thanks a million for joining us, and enjoy the game.
Will do.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.